Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Minnesota man has been arrested on assault and burglary charges after he was accused of breaking into two residences within an hour in northeast Iowa. Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Brennan Wollers of Morris, Minnesota, turned himself in yesterday on an arrest warrant stemming from alleged incidents over 3 months ago. He faces one count each of second-degree burglary, a Class C felony, attempted second-degree burglary using a weapon or explosive, a Class D felony, and assault with intent to commit sex abuse, an aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaints, Wollers is accused of entering the residence of a male and female victim in the 700 block of Mechanic Street in Decorah at about 3 a.m. on June 25th. He then armed himself with a pair of scissors from inside the residence and assaulted the woman by cutting the dress straps while she was asleep. Wollers then fled the scene after being confronted by the occupants. About a half hour after that incident, he allegedly entered another home in the 1100 block of Division Street in Decorah and left after being confronted by a female victim there. There were no injuries in either incident. Jury has been selected for the trial of a Cresco man accused of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her captive. Court documents allege 44-year-old Bjorn Luster sexually assaulted the victim, restrained her with duct tape and zip ties, threatened to kill her, and put a muzzleloader gun to her head on May 5th. His charges include first-degree kidnapping, second-degree sexual abuse, possession of incendiary devices by a habitual offender, and three counts of possession of a firearm by a felon. Luster has pleaded not guilty, and his trial began last week in Howard County District Court. Last month, Luster was denied request for reduction of his bail of $250,000 cash or surety bond, which prompted him to file for intervention by the Supreme Court to remove the judge and state prosecutors from his case because he doesn't believe he can get a fair trial. That motion was denied, as well as his motion to disqualify his current legal counsel from representing him. Luster also filed a motion to exclude the victim's testimony on grounds he claims that she is mentally incompetent. Jury for Luster's trial was selected yesterday. Luther College President Jennifer Ward has announced the appointment of Bill Smith as its new Vice President for Communications beginning October 16th. Smith comes to Decorah from Arkansas State University, where he has served since 2013, most recently as Chief Communications Officer. At Luther, Smith will lead the newly constituted Division of Communication, encompassing the offices of marketing and communications, as well as campus programming. In a statement, Smith said, "I'm excited to join the staff of one of America's top liberal arts colleges and one with such a storied past and vibrant future. I'm looking forward to communicating and promoting the great strengths of Luther to the community, the region, and the world." Smith isn't a complete stranger to Iowa. His cycling interest brought him to ride Ragbri in 2018. A North Iowa-based film that tells the story of German soldiers who spent Christmas at a POW camp in Algona back in 1944 has won the Top Movie of the Year award from a faith-based entertainment and arts society. Silent Night in Algona was nominated for six of the group's first-ever Red Letter Awards. Donna Kitzinger, a local spokesperson for the film's producers, attended the ceremony in Lebanon, Tennessee.
We assembled in the Capitol Theater in downtown Lebanon, and there were people from all over the United States representing their movies.
Silent Night in Algona won the Red Letter Award for Best Picture, and DJ Perry won the Best Writer Award for the screenplay.
It was very inspirational, very touching, and very heartfelt.
The film will be released on DVD and streaming platforms on December 1st. The Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce has announced dates for its next series of fall and winter bingo nights. Starting Saturday, October 14th, bingo nights will be hosted every second Saturday of the month through May at the Columbus Club at 502 Clark Street in Charles City. Early bird bingo begins at 6:30 p.m. with regular bingo starting at 7. Multi-game packages will be available, or you can purchase a singular card for $1 per game. There will also be a cash bar and food on site. The event is open to families from kids to grandparents. Those under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. There's a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, and a $300 jackpot will be offered in the blackout game to end the evening. Contact the Main Street Charles City office for more information. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's New Hampton Volleyball, the 6th-ranked Chickasaws hosting Waukon. Coverage starts at 7 with the Whole Slug Bin Sales pre-match coverage, first serve at 7:15. Tomorrow night on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. He'll recap the Hawkeyes' win last Saturday night over Michigan State and look ahead to this Saturday afternoon's game hosting Purdue. Broadcast time for that one, by the way, on 95.1 The Bull at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.